Welcome to episode 368 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And as always, no producer Gerald today. Sorry, not as always.
He's on assignment.
He's we put him in the middle of things.
He's in the field.
It's not entirely true. I think he's on, I don't know what he's doing. I don't think he told us.
I think he's on holiday.
He's always on holiday. A kid takes more holidays than anybody I've ever met. And also, he's not a kid, but
the assignment sounds more official.
Well, yeah, but it's also a complete and utter lie.
He's out there producing life.
What?
He's producing life. Not like making, like he's not making
he's
babies.
He's just out there banging?
No, like he's producing like he does for us, you know.
Oh, but he's doing it for life.
Yeah.
Got it.
He might be producing life too. I don't know what he does when he's not here. I don't think that's why he needed the time off.
I would hope not. I mean,
I don't know. This took a turn I didn't expect.
Well, you're the one who said he's producing life. It's your fault.
Like producing, like he's a producer Gerald.
It's not what that means. It's a different kind of producement. If producement is even a thing. I don't think it is, but it is now, damn it.
He's out there producing life. Yeah, that's right. That's what you say. That means that he's having babies, though.
Right. That's actually what it means. You're right.
Making life.
You're right. He's creating life. You're right.
But if you can make life, you know, you got to make life happen too, which is what he's actually doing, I think.
Ah, he's making life happen.
He's producing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't put it that way, but I understand what you're saying. I'll give it to you. Right.
If I named it the episode Producing Life, do you think most people would assume that someone's having a baby?
They would assume some sort of sexual connotation to it.
Okay.
Would be my take.
Not the worst thing. Not the worst thing for people to assume.
No, it's not. You're right. It's not. But
that's kind of a vibe we go for around here. A little sexual tension, you know?
Sometimes. It might bring in some new listeners.
Maybe.
They would quickly find out they're in the wrong place. But
I went through that phase where I used the sexy thumbnails. Mm-hmm. The listens did go up.
Did they?
Yeah. People shop with their eyes for sure.
Yep. Particularly men are more visual creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
I don't know. He might be fucking. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Could be banging.
Yeah. I can't confirm. I don't know. I haven't talked to him since last week's show, I think.
Last Sunday?
Yeah, because it's been so busy.
Yeah. Yeah, I get busy.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
It is.
If anyone cares about that, it's today, the day we're recording, not the day you're listening. If you heard that message and were like, oh shit, then you missed it.
Yep.
Just gone.
Just look on the internet. I'm sure you'll find something about it.
I'm certain the internet will post about the Super Bowl.
I have no doubt. Not a doubt in my mind.
Now, you've had a lot going on this week. Did you get time to play anything?
I did. Just Borderlands 3. More Borderlands 3. But
gotcha.
I really, really like that game. I went and bought the DLC. I really, really like it. I'm up to level 30 now. I think I was, 12 last week?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I did have a lot of things going on this week. So, like you said, my wife's been very busy with some things, some family things. So I did get a few nights where it was just me,
mm-hmm.
and I could just make a go of it for 4 hours.
Did you get a pizza and just do some Borderlands?
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I really got to dig into it a little bit more and really get into it. And I really, really like it. I'm really happy I bought it. I am really enjoying it. It's not getting repetitive. I don't have enough good things to say about Borderlands 3. I think I played them all. I think it's my favorite.
Are you still solo in it?
I'm still solo in it. I'm probably not going to go. What I'll probably do is once I finish, and I'm actually confident when I say this. I know I say these kinds of things. But I'm pretty confident that once I finish, I will create a new character and play through somebody and try to find some people to play with online.
Are you 100% confident you'll finish it?
Yes.
Are you close?
Yes. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's not foreshadowing that it's close. I don't know that it is.
Yeah.
I did spend, like I said, I picked up the DLC, whatever. Moxie's Handsome Jack Casino Heist or whatever.
How much is that?
It was just, I can't remember. I didn't care. I just wanted to play it. So I did take time out of the regular game to play through that, and that was a pretty significant DLC. So that did take up quite a bit of time. So I can't tell you how close I am to the end, but I'm really, really enjoying it. Really like it. If you're a fan of, you know, first person shooters, you like a little bit of comic relief in your violence, I can't recommend it enough. I think it's the best Borderlands game to date.
High praise.
But it's all I played. Yes.
I've been in a really weird spot with playing stuff. So we've been jumping back and forth a lot between Xbox and PS4 this week. When I talked last week, had I played Xbox at all?
Yes.
Okay.
You had downloaded a bunch of stuff, but you had mostly just played Sea of Thieves.
Okay. I tried Astroneer. Had I tried that last week?
Yes.
Okay, it's still complicated. Played a lot more Sea of Thieves. I think we played two nights, and one of those nights was it turned into like 6 hours, I feel like.
Wow.
Because they added a bunch of new stuff, so we found these, I don't remember what they're called, but there's these basically these like enchanted treasure chests that are in a sunken ship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get them on your boat, you become visible to the whole map.
Oh.
But they sell for a ton of money. So we found one of those and we did it. And then it happened to be right next to one of those fort takeovers that you can do and get the stronghold key, which turned into hours of combat to get it with me, friend of the show, Marshall 205, friend of the show, Patman. And they were both falling asleep. Like, when I sailed the ship into port at the end, I think they were both pretty much sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, to sail everything off. So
how late was it?
It was 2 o'clock my time, so okay. 3 o'clock his time.
Oof.
Or Patman's time. Very late. But it was a ton of fun. That game is still what that game was.
So it hasn't changed itself out of existence?
No, but it's there's more stuff to do, but it's the same stuff.
Okay.
It's still like a game where you're just going to get on with your buddies and grind.
So it's just a different, it's doing all the same types of things, just in different setups and experiences.
Go there, get this, go there, get that, go here, go get, you know, it's just that, kill some skeletons, go here, do that, kill some skeletons, go here. You know, it's just that, which is fine, that is fun, but without friends, again, I don't think it's a game that anybody wants to spend much time in.
Right.
But I played a lot of that. And then on PS4, I've been playing pretty much exclusively just Rocket League. Right now, Farm Together doesn't have an event going. I finished the last one, so I'm kind of in a holding pattern with that. We played Wreckfest one night. Had a rough go with that. I'll tell you, I've talked about it before, but because that community is so small, there's a couple bastards on there that I dislike and that dislike me.
You've talked about the bastards.
So we jump in that night, and they're in there. And I don't like the way one of them's racing me right off the bat, you know? I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was in my feels already, but I feel like he was racing me too hard for lap number one. So I put him into the wall and then spent the rest of the race making sure no matter what, he didn't pass me.
Hmm.
Neither one of us were going to win at that point.
Did it work out?
Yeah. Except for between each like playthrough, like each race you do, you have the ability to kick people out.
Right.
If you get enough votes. But he kicked me out because
everybody
enough
did?
enough people in the room hate me.
Oh.
Because I, you know, I'm not to be fucked with.
Right. You're a badass. You're a Wreckfest badass.
Right. Like I wanna win, but if I'm not gonna win, you're for sure not gonna treat me like shit on the racetrack, you know?
Okay.
So I take it personal. And so does Howard, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Show Marshall
205. Oh, yeah, he does.
So we're not well-liked probably in the community. But these guys also are not well-liked because when I vote for them, so does everybody else as well. So he's a group of like 6 or 7 dudes, which is enough for me to get voted out anytime.
Right.
So they voted me out. But the crazy thing about this game is you can just join right back in.
Uh-huh.
So I get voted out, but I join right back in. And now I really have an attitude. You know, now I'm really in my feels about the whole
thing. So you
situation.
Don't get kicked a second time?
You can. You can always just join back. All it does is back you out of the server you're connected to.
And just let them keep kicking you?
Yeah.
Never get to play?
But there's a little trick where if there's one active vote, no one else can start a new vote. So the trick is to always keep an active vote. So as soon as the race is over, you click to vote any random person, and then you just keep the button up. So as soon as that one expires, you click it again. Nobody ever has time to vote for you.
Gotcha.
You clog up the system.
Nice. It's a nice little glitch. Yeah. Works in your favor, huh?
Yeah. But that game is so bizarre. I've never played anything with such, like, I can go right now, join a room, and there'll be someone that I am familiar with in that room.
Mm-hmm. You said it's a very small community.
Yeah. But because of it, these, like, there are people I know race clean, too. Like, there's people that I know, I don't mess with them because I know that they'll just race me. Now, I get that it doesn't, I'm bitching about something that doesn't make sense. A game called Wreckfest. It's not pure, it's not called pure racing. But on the last lap, for me, anything goes. Like, I'll wreck friend of the show, Marshall, 205, on the last lap. I don't give a fuck, right? We're trying to win. But yeah, if it's 10 laps, I'm going to race him clean for 11 of them. You know, if he gets by me, so be it. But on the last lap, everything goes. I think everybody should have that mentality. But they don't. But there are people who do, and I race those people clean, and we have cordial relationships. And
so what's wrong with wrecking them on the first lap?
A lot of times you'll never catch up. If you get wrecked really bad on the first lap, a lot of times you can never catch back up.
Okay.
So then you're going to spend the next 6 minutes racing a race, for best case scenario, to finish top 10.
Okay.
So it's boring. You're just like, okay, well, probably cool shit happening up front. I wouldn't know.
You know, okay.
I don't get in my driving suit, my fire suit, to come in 10th. You know?
I feel like you don't suit up anyway, but okay.
I suit up to hit the podium.
Okay.
Still like that game. Waiting on the rest of the DLC to come back. We did purchase the season pass, so I'm waiting on that. But I'm in a really weird spot because I want to play a single player game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I want to play. And I'm having a tough time because the other day I was like, I'm just going to get back into Stardew Valley. Play that. It's a good time waster till somebody gets on, or if nobody gets on, I enjoy myself.
Right.
But then I was like, well, I still have Dragon Quest Builders 2 that I was having a ball with that I didn't finish. And then friend of the show, Marshall 205, started Days Gone, and he's singing its praises. So I was like, I've got Days Gone sealed. I'll just jump into that.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
And then I'm like, well, I also have Civilization, and I need to finish Luigi's Mansion on the Switch.
Yeah, that was my thought to you, was Luigi's Mansion, when you said you needed a single player.
But then I'm like, I want to play Subnautica, you know? It's on Games Pass. It's making me want to go jump back into that because I didn't finish that, and I love that game a lot. So what's happened is I'm just playing nothing.
Well, you should probably, my suggestion to you would be, if you're looking to get into a single-player game and you don't know what it is, get into something that you haven't played.
But then I got all these that I still want to finish.
I understand.
Add to it.
I understand, but you haven't. You haven't gone back to them. You haven't gone back to them for a reason. So just get into something new, and you can just add that to that list. Or it's horrible. You don't like it, and you've taken care of your single player feeling. You're like, yep, nope, don't want to do this after all.
There's too many things I could play. It's overwhelming. I still have Assassin's Creed, the last one, sealed. Could play that, but I'm like, I don't have 80 hours, you know, for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. It's resulted in me not playing at all the last two nights.
Understand.
Because I'm so, like, indecisive about what I could play. I've got the Groundhog Day, whatever
VR.
That's called.
The VR one.
Like Father Like Son, I think it's called.
Didn't you play it, you said?
Yeah, and I was having a fine time with it. It's not great, it's fine. It's a pattern game.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take too long off of that, can go ahead and just fuck right off. Because I won't remember the patterns.
Right.
So, there's a time clock over that one.
Yeah, you know, that's I would say. That's why I stand by my suggestion. Just open something new. Try something new that you haven't played, and it will either take care of that feeling of, yep, don't want to play single player after all, or you'll enjoy it until you decide you don't want to play single player anymore.
Yeah, I turned my Switch on last night to play Luigi's Mansion, and I was finishing up a YouTube video and fell asleep. So when I woke up, I just put everything up.
So you got pretty far with that.
Yeah, I did well. But I'm close enough, and I want to finish Luigi's Mansion. So either way, that one will be finished. The story's not really much there anyways. But some of these others are at risk of becoming so old that I don't remember how to play and I'll never go back to
right.
them.
That's the problem I have when I pull away from a game for too long, and that's why I don't go back to it, is because I have to relearn it.
Yeah, some of them are at risk of that now.
Or I have to start all over. So anyway, update on the basement leak.
Oh yeah.
Plumber's coming sometime this week.
Still leaking.
But like I said, there's been some things going on this week. It's been a crazy...
Is the leak any worse?
No, but because of, like I said, there's things going on this week. There was a death in the family.
Mm-hmm.
There's people staying with us.
So it's more in the way.
So more water is being used.
Yeah.
So the leak itself isn't worse, but the use of water is more, which is causing...
Is it clean water that's leaking?
It appears to be. It doesn't smell like shit.
Okay, that's what I was
wondering. Or piss. It appears to be.
What's it coming from? Is it coming from a toilet?
It's coming from some toilets and sinks, but I don't see... It, like I said, it's a very small pinhole leak, so I don't think anything...
Shit can get through it.
It doesn't smell. It doesn't smell. I was afraid of that, but it doesn't.
Well, more clean water than shit probably goes down those things.
And that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
As a human, you can only shit so many times a day.
Oh, otherwise you need to be looked at. Yeah.
Even on a high fiber diet, right? Yes.
Right. So, for you, Fast 9 trailer came out. Did you watch it?
I did watch it. A lot of questions.
Justice for Han.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, because he was for sure dead. Now, for sure not dead.
Oh, maybe he faked his death.
I mean, I watched it. Felt like he died.
That was Tokyo Drift he died in, right?
Yep. Yeah, and John Cena's in it.
John Cena's in it?
Yep, so there's that.
And he plays... It's not a spoiler, because it's in the trailer. He's Dom's brother.
Correct.
So yeah. He is... John Cena Toretto.
Right. That's his full movie name, for sure. John Cena Toretto. You know, I'll see it.
You going to see it in the theater, or are you going to wait?
Nah, I'll wait.
Yeah, I will too.
Yeah. You know, I made The Fast and the Furious my most anticipated game. It's not the thing I want to play the most. It's just the one I'm most unsure about. I love that franchise. I'll always love it because it's a special place in like my childhood and in my heart.
I'll tell you what. The thing that blows my mind about Fast and Furious franchise is where it ended up compared to where it fucking started.
It was a car movie at first.
It was a car movie. They stole fucking DVD players.
Yeah, it was about family and cars, and now
it was families, cars, and heist.
Now they're summer blockbusters.
And now they're fucking saving the world all the time.
They're action movies. I can't tell you how many times they're like, if you just do this one last thing, we'll forget everything you've ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, didn't you just forget that? But I love that most of the, you know, the people they add on seem to stay. You know, there's Charlize Theron is in the new one again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've built a cast of... pretty important Hollywood people who have stayed through all of these movies. It's the only thing Vin Diesel does anymore.
No, he's doing Bloodshot this year.
He's pretty much exclusively Fast and Furious for the last 10 years.
Well, that is about all he does.
Have you seen Hobbs and Shaw? Executive producer? No.
I want to see it, but I don't know.
No, it's probably fantastic.
It's probably crazy balls to the wall.
The Rock's pretty good in everything he does, and you know what you're getting out of Jason Statham.
Yeah, Jason Statham plays Jason Statham in every movie.
Yeah,
he's in,
right.
So.
I feel like he reads the script and he's like, can I be myself? And they're like, well, yeah. And he's like, I'm in.
I take it back. With the exception of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I think that was his first movie. He doesn't play Jason Statham in that. He plays Jason Statham in everything else.
It's a little less in Megalodon because you can't roundhouse kick a... shark.
A giant shark, right?
Yeah. But the vibe is still there. He's still a badass.
But in everything else, he's the transporter.
Yeah, right. Hey, when you find your lane, you stay in it.
That is a phenomenal movie, by the way. The first Transporter is fucking great.
What about Crank?
I'm not into the Crank movies as much.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I liked him in Italian Job.
He was good in The Italian Job.
The Italian Job's a good movie.
But The Transporter, that's the one.
Yeah, that I would say also that's his best work. I watched John Wick 3. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I watched it.
How was it?
It's fine. It's fine. It's good. I mean, it was a John Wick movie.
I can't get behind 2 and 3.
Yeah, I thought it was... I also think 1's the best. I thought it was fine. I was like, it's a good movie, I guess.
And I'll tell you why I feel like 2 and 3 lack the heart that 1 had.
Well, they had an easy way to justify everything in that first movie. You're like, I'm on board.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there was heart. I mean, essentially, the first John Wick is a revenge film. Which is right, my absolute favorite genre of films. I love revenge movies.
The last two were him trying to undo what he had to do, what he did in the first movie.
Right.
They do drag on a little bit. The combat, it's the gun fu, sure. as the they call it. Yeah. It's great.
The gun fu?
The gun fu, it's great, yeah.
Which was actually introduced in the movie Equilibrium.
I know he gets beat up and all of them. He really gets messed up in this movie to the point where I'm like, I don't think he could still fight.
Oh, in the third one?
Yeah, I just think you get too messed up, right? There's some things you just can't do.
To a point, to a point, your body just stops being able to do the things it does.
The human body has limits.
Yes.
And I think that they probably push the limits in this one. It's fine, though. It's all right. It was on on demand or something. So I watched it. That's it, right? It's all the updates.
Yeah, that's all the cool updates we have.
The cool updates. If this is your first time joining, welcome. This show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Times on pretty much every listening service available to the general pop.
True.
There's probably some secret ones we don't know about.
The general population, not to be confused with prison.
Probably them, too.
Because there's a general population in prison, too.
If I say gin pop, do you think prison?
Yep, that's exactly where I went, because I like revenge movies.
Gin pop.
Everything I hear and say is you have to take through the lens of revenge movies.
Of a guy that likes revenge movies. you like a wrong being righted.
Yeah, but I like, yes, I like a wrong being righted, but... I like a wrong being righted when it's like Angel of Vengeance style, not like, oh, I got you in the courtroom.
You like it to be real personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like really personal.
Yeah, yeah. Like I just watched this last week. I watched this B-movie flick. It's called Instant Death.
Mm-hmm. Sounds terrible already.
Lou Ferrigno's in it.
It is terrible.
Is the main character.
Top billing, huh?
Yeah, he's the main character.
For Sweet Lou.
Well, his daughter gets messed up really bad, and his granddaughter gets killed. So he goes on the rampage. And this is like old school fucking action. You know, this isn't a 10-minute fight scene.
Right.
This is, he grabs the shotgun and caves a dude's face in with it. It's
right.
It's because, you know, he's a giant bodybuilder, ex special forces.
He's a huge man.
Yes. He is. It's one of the, if you like revenge movies, if you like violent movies, I highly recommend Instant Death. I will watch
it. Is it new?
It came out relatively new. Yeah, like 2018, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's new.
I saw it on. I think it was on Hulu. I don't know if it's still there. But absolutely fucking loved it. Can't say enough about it.
I bet it's terrible.
I bet
it's real bad.
I love revenge movies. I don't care. I will watch a bad revenge movie. I watched a South Korean one called Revenger. So
that's a good name. Revenger's a good name.
I knew what I was getting there, and it did not disappoint. So yeah, I'm I'm a revenge film kind of guy.
If this is your first time joining us, this show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on listening services and platforms around the world. You can support us over at patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to do so. You can toss us a couple bucks in the tip jar. Maybe we'll buy new hats, fedoras for the both of us so we can fit in with the hip crowd.
I'm not wearing a fedora.
What about a bowler?
Nope.
There's only two hats I had on the ready.
Maybe I wear like a Stetson, maybe, but.
Ooh, a Stetson. Speaking of Stetson, new last season of The Ranch is up.
Mm-hmm.
Watching through that right now. Patreon.com/GameStitch. If you don't want to support us, that's fine. Tell your friends, family, and construction workers about us. If you have construction workers.
If you talk to construction
workers. Yeah, right.
I don't know many who do. Usually it's just other construction workers, I think.
But if we find a construction worker that listens, we're in.
Or if you're a construction worker, right.
Yeah, tell your construction workers.
Tell your construction worker friends. It's absolutely correct.
They don't have to be friends. They could be like, hey.
Just a workmate.
Hey, yeah, hey, workmate, because we're in Australia. Can you listen to this show?
Maybe not the guy that just stands there with the sign, because he doesn't feel like he deserves to listen
to us. He's got the most time to listen.
Yeah, but he doesn't deserve it because he's not doing any construction work. I assume they trade off, honestly. But
I assume that those flag people are there because they couldn't cut it at any other
position.
Let us know if you're a flag person.
Yes.
Was it a demotion or is it what you signed up for or do you trade off?
Right.
We don't judge, right? Because it sounds
like even if it's a demotion, it still could be what you signed up for.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something, if I'm getting the construction industry, the road construction industry, I want to be a flag person.
You can just listen to music or podcast all day.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can have earbuds in. I think you have to have earplugs.
What if you stick with me on this? What if you take a...
I got what you're... I know what you're going with.
One of the earbuds that are small. The new ones are small.
Uh-huh.
You carve out a section in an earplug. You fit it inside there and you slide that earplug in.
I don't know how that works. I guess it depends on how smart your fellow construction supervisors are.
Oh, they're too busy actually supervising construction.
Yeah, all 12 of them.
Nobody's worried about the fucking road sign guy. Sorry, road sign people. No one's worried about you, though. You should know that. You have one job. It's to keep traffic sort of flowing. Or if you do it where I live, it's to keep one side flowing and the other side can go, what the fuck?
Yes. No, that's everywhere. That's where I live, too. That's the United States thing.
Right. So, just kind of depends. Now, can you hear my dogs in the background?
I couldn't, no.
Okay. Then they're not barking, then.
Okay.
Let's move on to the first news story. We've got some game release dates for February. It's February 2nd, where we are, probably where you are as well.
None of these have come out yet.
February 3rd when you listen to this. And again, we'll be above all release dates. So all these are fresh. I will say all these are not probably
good.
The other kind of fresh, though.
No.
Like February
certified, 4th. Like certified fresh.
Right. They're not certified fresh, probably. February 4th, we have the Dark Crystals Age of Resistance Tactics for pretty well everything. And then we also have Zombie Army 4 Dead War for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
On the 11th, we've got Yakuza 5 for the PS4.
February 13th, Fire Emblem Three Houses Cindered Shadows DLC for the Switch.
Woohoo! On the 14th, Valentine's Day, we've got Darkside Genesis for PS4, Xbox One, Switch. Dreams for the PS4. Ryan's looking forward to that one. And we have Street Fighter V Champion Edition for the PS4 and PC.
Oh, so Dreams is coming out of the early access state that it's been in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think Darksiders Genesis coming out on Valentine's Day is a mistake? Because I think it's on purpose.
Hell no, it's not a mistake.
It seems like a Darksiders ass move.
It's
show your loved one how much you really care. Get them Darksiders. February 18th, one game. It's the Bayonetta and Vanquish 10th Anniversary Bundle for PS4 and Xbox One.
That's a good bundle if you haven't gotten, if you've never played either of those games. It's a great bundle. On February 20th, we have Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition for the Switch. And on February, same day, obviously. This is a fun one. Under Night in Birth EXE, late, clear button.
I don't know if that last part's even supposed to be on there. In some shape, form, or fashion, that thing's called Under Night in Birth, though.
Under Night in Birth. That's what you need. Just concentrate on those four words, and you'll be good. No, and that's coming for the PS4 and the Switch.
Rounding out, nope, that's not true. February 25th, we have Mega Man Zero / ZX Legacy Collection for everything. And on February 25th, we have Two Point Hospital for PS4 and Switch.
And on the 28th, we have One Punch Man, A Hero Nobody Knows.
I'll make this quick. Dreams, it will very soon be a very cool thing. With more people creating, if you are interested in seeing what people can do, you should pick it up. If not, leave it alone. And the only thing I would suggest actually purchasing is Two Point Hospital if you like Sim Hospital or anything like that. It's very cool. It's by the people who actually made Sim Hospital back in the day.
Like I said, if you haven't played it, my pick would be Bayonetta and Vanquish 10th Anniversary Bundle. Those are both great games. Obviously, if you've played them, there's probably not a lot to take away from them. But if you haven't, you're really getting something special with both those games.
All right, that's it. That's the new game releases for February. Buckle up. We're going into the PS Plus and Xbox games with Gold List.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with PlayStation for PS Plus February 2020. We have BioShock the Collection, The Sims 4, and Firewall Zero Hour. All of those will be available from 2/4 to 3/3. What do you think of that list?
That's a good list.
It's a good list.
That's a good list.
If you've never played BioShock, you're getting major value there. The Sims 4 is some sort of powerhouse that's been going for the last 5 years. There's like 67 DLC packs for that thing.
Yep.
And Firewall, one of the best VR games.
Yeah, we've talked about that a number of times. And it's good to see a VR game on here.
I wonder if they finally settled into it.
Maybe. It's going to be monthly. Maybe they're finally leaning into it. Yep. But yeah, I agree. The BioShock games are incredible. The Sims 4 is so much bang for your buck, which is...
It's how we all like to bang.
You know, zero at this point. Right. And Firewall Zero Hour, you can't go wrong with VR. And for Xbox games with gold for February 2020... From February 1st to the 29th, there's a leap year this year. That's not a mistake. We have TT, Isle of Man. From February 16th to March 15th, we have Call of Cthulhu. From February 1st to the 15th, we have Fable Heroes. And from February 16th to the 29th, we have Star Wars Battlefront.
What do you think about that list?
Whoa, it is no PS Plus list.
How long until Microsoft just says we're not going to give away games anymore because Game Pass is too good of a value?
Yeah, I feel like that's probably... I don't know. They're going to continue to give away games, I think, on Games with Gold. But with the advent of Games Pass, this list is probably the best you'll find. For Games with Gold, I don't think you're going to see the good games on Gold. It's going to be just going to be some free stuff for paying for Xbox Live if you don't pay for Games Pass.
I would love for them to come out and say, look, if we don't do these, we can secure 4 more games a month for Game Pass. So we're just going to stop and we're going to focus on making Game Pass as robust as possible. This is a pretty weak-ass list.
It is, but there are some people who can't afford Game Pass or whatever, and I think they do still need to get something for just purchasing live, or you up the price a little bit and only offer it both ways, live and Games Pass.
I was able to upgrade my live from live to Games Pass Ultimate for $1. Like, I think you could swing it.
Some people can't.
Maybe one less cheeseburger, fatty.
No, you eat one that less cheeseburger. You
pack
eat that
of cigs or gallon of fucking alcohol you pour down your throat. Bunch of assholes.
No, no, no. Stop it.
Speaking of assholes, Stadia. I got lots of problems with this story.
You do?
I do. Google Stadia. Now, so let me get into the first problem. This is regarding the launch. I'll use that in air quotes. And the release of games since it's launched. So the first mistake is that they should have called what we're going through now early access, because that's very much what it is.
It wasn't a loss. It doesn't launch until what, February? End of February?
Correct. Yeah, it's not even out technically. So part of this story should be canceled out immediately because it hasn't even come out. This lull, in my mind, was expected because the fucking thing isn't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
For Gen Pop. But whatever. So here's the story, right? They have one exclusive. It's the one that they launched with, Tequila Works Guilt, which is also free for February. So congrats to me who spent $30 on it.
Yes.
But that's going to be free. But it's been 40 days since a new game was announced for the service at the time of this writing. And Google provided a statement to GameIndustry.biz that basically says much of this falls on the publishers who are gearing up to make their own announcements, so they're not making announcements. They say that there's 120 games in the works to come out in 2020, and 10 of those are exclusives for the first half of the year. If it launches in March or February, and in the first half of the year, 10 exclusives hits, that's a pretty damn good launch. The problem is all the messiness behind coming out in November for Founders and all this blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah.
Yep, they did botch that landing. But here's the thing. I think you've got to be careful whenever you see the media, the mainstream media. Uh-oh, fake news. Here
fake
we go.
Fake news.
The mainstream media, from everything I've seen, really wants Stadia to fail.
I agree with that.
Now, whether it's, you know, there's been talk for years that they're in the pockets of the publishers and developers and that kind of thing. I don't know if any of that's true. If you were a conspiracy theorist, it really holds some water with the way they seem to want it. There's so many high-profile companies, particularly in the media, that seem to want Stadia to not work. And are making sure to report on every little thing that happens. 120 games in a year with 10 exclusives, that's pretty good for a launch console. I wouldn't call that a bad year.
So the story turns into that's what they're saying, but where are they? It's like, well, can you just let it be? Can we just see if it happens?
It's not open yet, but it's not even out yet.
Right. I don't know. Look, they say 120 are scheduled, with 10 of those being exclusives that come out in the first half of the year. According to some place called Android Police, they say there are only 17 known announced games, and these include big titles like Marvel's Avengers and Cyberpunk, Watch Dogs Legions, which were all pushed back, mm-hmm. as well as Doom Eternal and Destroy All Humans. So I don't know the state of Stadia. I don't believe that they expected this. And I think that to judge them, you'll need to go from actual release to end of calendar year.
I do too. Yeah.
I also believe, like you though, that for some reason, not just mainstream media, but also most people I know who play games want this to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Google's long-term plans. I don't know if this was more about the tech than it was the games. They have set up first-party studios. They are buying studios. I mean, it appears that they are all in.
Yes.
On this project, but also down the road, there's going to be licensing opportunities for Stadia that I assume will also help, pay some of the bills. You know, right. When you start looking at what PlayStation and Nintendo and Xbox are doing, as well as anyone else who wants to jump into it.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know, but I don't think it's time to fire sell Stadias. If you're like me, you've had one since launch, you haven't played it. You're just jumping on every month, claiming the free games and waiting for stuff to get rolling. I think I expected that. So for me, I'm pretty calm about the whole thing.
Right.
This month, it's Guilt and Metro Exodus are the free games. So
yeah, and I've said from the beginning, when this was first announced, that I would have to wait and see. I had some concerns about the streaming. I had concerns about how it would work with the internet I have, so on and so forth. I did say I wouldn't pre-order it as part of a founder. I would wait. That's what I'm doing. By all accounts, this thing works.
Yeah. It works fine. Everything I played works fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it in November. I spent $120 on it. Let's take out the fact that I bought Guilt because it's now free.
Right.
So I could have bought it in November for $120, and I now have Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, Thumper, Metro Exodus, Tomb Raider 20th Anniversary Celebration, Rise of the Tomb Raider, I should say, Samurai Showdown, Destiny 2, the collection, Farming Simulator 19, and Guilt.
Right.
So Samurai Showdown is a $60 game. Guilt is a $30 game. Farming Simulator is a $60 game. So right there in three games, we're over what I spent to buy the thing.
Right.
Whether you play those games or not, the value has been there. They're giving away pretty decent titles. Destiny is all the DLC, everything. There's a thriving community playing that. Metro mm-hmm. Exodus is still pretty new. That's probably at least a $40 game. The Tomb Raider stuff, you see that pretty cheap at times. Thumper is, like a $5 game. But, there is some value in having it, but I think it's too soon to judge this thing, and this is like we really wanted to write a Stadia story.
About problems. How about nothing? I've not seen anything since the founder's launch about how well it's working or any of that. Everything seems to focus on problems, not enough games, had some stuttering. What else have I seen? The app can be a little confusing to use, I think. So full of negativity. Like everybody needs this thing needs people to not buy it so it will fail.
It's knee jerk. It's different, right? It's not what we know.
Right.
I was the same way. I'm like, it's dumb. I have to use an app. Now I'm like, why can't I use an app for everything?
Right.
The ease. I just right now while I was talking to you, I just claimed my copy of Metro Exodus right now.
Right.
And I could play it right now.
Yeah.
No download needed, no patches, no nothing, and I just did it right now, sitting here while
go play it.
Mid-sentence. And I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows? Tequila Works, the creative director of Guilt, Raul Rubio, which would make sense. He worked on a Stadia exclusive, but he's saying the praises of Stadia and how easy it was to develop for. They just recently purchased Typhoon Studios, which are the makers of Journey to the Savage Planet, which was all over the PlayStation Store and Xbox Store here recently as it just launched.
Mm-hmm.
It was published by 505 Games, so no idea if that's coming to Stadia or not. But, they seem to still be all in on Stadia. I have not lost any faith in it. I think, it's a down-the-road thing for me.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be picking one up.
Yeah, it's a down-the-road thing for me. Oh, so you're going to get one?
Yeah, I think I am going to get one. I had said I was going to wait.
Yeah.
I had said I wasn't for or against it. I just needed to wait and see how all the tech was going to work.
What you need to do is go read some more negative press stories so you change that fucking attitude of yours.
Right.
Maybe that's what you need to do.
The only thing I do want is I do really want it to work with the existing Chromecast in my TV.
Yeah. It'll. That's the thing, I think.
It will eventually.
Yeah.
I probably won't get one until it does because I don't have a use for the Chromecast.
I have it. Yeah. If you don't use the one, you really don't need two.
Right.
Unless you want to go Stadia to Stadia. Like you could put one in your main room and one in here, and all you got to do pack around is the controller.
Well, and here's the thing is it might not be a bad idea to just go ahead and get the because that way I can just hook it up here and play up here.
Yeah, but you could pack the controller downstairs and also play downstairs when you wanted. Or wherever your living room is. I don't even know what your house looks like, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, my living room is downstairs. You're right.
Yeah, so you could take just the controller down there and pick up right where you left off, right where you pause the fucking game.
Right.
It's like a Switch with even smaller of a footprint.
But usually my wife's downstairs watching TV and I'm up here gaming.
She might want to see you play Metro Exodus, though. Jump right down there.
She won't. Nope. She won't.
So, yeah, if you have a Stadia, let us know, podcast@gamestitch.com. Let us know what you think. If you're still thinking about it or if you hate it because you've what you've read, let us know that, too. I'd like to know how people are feeling about the Stadia.
like speaking of feelings.
State of Stadia. Yeah, biggest story on there, easily. Atari, hold on, stick with me, plans to develop video game-themed hotels.
Of course, because why not, Atari?
Yeah. This first, article says because why not, but my initial thought is because why? So, already me and the author of this story are on two different pages. But yeah, so legacy video game tech company Atari has announced a plan to build a series, that's right, more than one, of branded hotels across the U.S., including San Francisco, California, Chicago. The first of these will launch in Phoenix, Arizona. It's said to combine the iconic brand with one-of-a-kind video game-themed destination, according to the press release. This is real. This story actually says that Atari hotels are allegedly leveling up hotel entertainment. That's in quotes, as if someone said that.
These are the same people that gave you the gaming hat.
Yeah. Remember, the Bluetooth hat.
The Bluetooth hat. Is that the whatever Bluetooth it was?
Yeah. They're going to feature augmented and virtual reality experiences for every age throughout each of the planned 8 locations. Some hotels will include state-of-the-art venues and studios for esports events, but they did not make clear which ones would take place there. They did also not specify when the first hotel would get constructed, offering only a vague later this year window. I don't know. I have so many thoughts about this right off the bat. First off, it's incredibly unnecessary. Also, I don't know how much weight the name Atari holds with people who are under 30.
Yeah, under 30.
I would bet almost none, right? So they know what Atari is, but it doesn't mean anything.
I would say almost under 40.
The problem with people over 30, for some reason, now Atari means the speaker hat. They've become the joke. It means wallets and fucking buttons and speaker hats and bullshit, right? Because they've been slinging the Atari name for years.
Right.
I'll tell you the only way that I think this works. The only way I think this works is if it's just a badass hotel called the Atari. If it's just a high-end luxury hotel with nothing more than branding.
Yeah.
Like the front of my... I don't know, the front of the dresser is going to have wood grain on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little nods like that. Maybe the light switches are just the red buttons from a joystick. I'm fine with little nods like that, but it just needs to be a nice-ass hotel. You know, something like a Nintendo hotel would appeal to something like a Lego hotel or a Disney hotel. Right. Where you could bring the kids in, it would be great. I don't know who Atari
is. I don't know that Atari
to.
Does that.
Yeah, there's no kids that are like, oh, a fucking Atari hotel. There's probably no kids saying fucking either, but.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
But to me, this is, unless it's just a nice, like you can stay in an Atari Chicago and it's just a nice-ass hotel. If I was going somewhere and this was the same price and it looked nice, yes, I would stay there.
Yes. Yeah, I think they need to stay away from too many of the Atari gimmicks.
Yep.
I understand some of the experiences they want to have, some of the video game related experiences. That's fine. Have them in a lobby or a separate room or something. But they need to stay away from massive Atari gimmicks in this hotel.
Couple winks, couple nods, and let's move on.
Yep. Other than that, you're just staying at a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with you.
And I think if they do that, you know, They put out a rendering. In my mind, it's a very, like, everything's, like, black and gray, and everything's very, like, I don't know. Like, to me, when I think about the way Atari Hotel would look, it has a vibe to it.
Right.
More than, oh, look, I'm sleeping in a giant 2600, you know? Like, I hope it's not that. like, you know, but I assume every room will have one of the new Atari VCSs in it, you know?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, but... to me, it's a vibe. It should be very, like, techy feeling and things like that. The idea of a high-tech hotel sounds nice to me. And it should be that. But the idea of, you know, handing me a speaker hat when I check in sounds fucking terrible. So I don't know which side they'll go.
So I think we're kind of on the same page with that. Yeah.
Just I want to be clear that I don't have faith they won't fuck this up.
No, I don't either. No. This is going to go... I feel like this will probably go badly.
Best case scenario...
You're going to step in the elevator and it's... Every button's going to look like a fucking joystick button and...
That's a good place for it, though. That's a good place for it. Good implementation.
With sticks in the middle.
You already have the buttons. Just make them red. It's a good place for it. Solid black elevator, red buttons, done.
You know, make all the lights dimmable with the roller controller.
Yeah.
The round controller, something like that. But, you know, I can't walk in and there's a giant joystick statue in the middle of the fucking...
There probably is. just to be clear.
I can't have that.
There probably is for sure.
I don't need to order room service and get my Atari appetizers and, you know, my Combat Crunch. I don't need that.
That's probably happening too. Cause they won't be able to go halfway.
No, they will not be able to hold themselves back.
They're not a company that's ever shown they can go halfway. I don't know. I think best case scenario. I don't like how I said that. Scenario.
Scenario.
Said it like an asshole. Best case scenario. Phoenix, Atari Phoenix opens, and that's probably the only one you ever see. Best case scenario.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Now, this last story is on here for a very specific reason, because I've had some real emotional turmoil over this.
When I saw the original announcement, I almost texted you and said, hey, so where you at on this one, bud?
I've had some real fucking struggles.
Because we've had some discussions about some different things. And,
Doctor. So Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out March 20th. It's probably the game I'm actually the most excited about right now that's coming out in 2020. And damned if Nintendo didn't announce an Animal Crossing-themed Switch, which will release March 13th. And if you haven't seen it, pause this show, or you don't even have to pause it, I guess. You could just go over to your browser and look this puppy up. I think it's beautiful. It's two-toned, like bluish, light greenish Joy-Con. They're white on the back, which is incredible. The system, the Switch itself looks like it, but on the back of it, they have a bunch of little Animal Crossing icons. And the dock is like this weird, funky gray color with Tom Nook and his nephews on like a little island. It's incredible.
It looks great. It does.
It looks
if you don't
so
have
good.
A Switch, this is the one you want. However, you're probably going to want to hurry because they're probably going to go fast.
So when I looked 2 nights ago, they were already sold out on Amazon, but Best Buy and GameStop still had them available. They're probably gone now. But here's the thing. I got on GameStop's website, and there's a big banner that says, trade in a Switch, PS4, Xbox One for up to $250 in credit. I click on the details. It says, everything must be in good working order. I'm like, well, hell, if my Switch is worth $250, I'll spend $50 on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
But then I look up trade-in value for my Switch, you know, which model do you have, and it says $150. So I don't know if the $250 is like a coup that I can apply to it, or if that's only for like the new ones that came with a game.
Maybe you need to ask.
Yeah, so I'll have to go in and ask. But what I don't, so I'll be without a Switch for a month, which is fine. I don't care about that. But I have to go into the store because I need to trade it in and then pre-order it.
Right.
Because the last thing I want is to buy it and then have a $250 gift card for GameStop. I'll have to buy speaker hats before they go out of business to use that. So I don't want to do that. So I don't know. I'm really torn on it. If it's $150, I won't even consider it. But if they were giving me $250 and there's only $50, it's a fucking smoking hot deal. Now, I want to be clear. This does not come with the game, which is a little weird. Animal Crossing is not included in the Animal Crossing Switch. So just know that if you're thinking about it.
Yep.
But man, it looks great. It looks so good. It makes me feel good about the future of themed Switches because that thing is fucking sweet.
Yeah, they do.
They have said in Japan they will be selling the Switch dock and the Switch Joy-Con that are Animal Crossing themed separately. They have not said that for the U.S. They have also not released pricing.
I would assume they'd come over here at some point.
One would think. So, standard price for a system. If you're going to get a Switch now, why not get this? And it is the new battery life version.
Yep. Cannot reiterate, it looks fucking cool.
The Joy-Con colors, like, it's just fucking
good. The color scheme is phenomenal.
I'll tell you, if they had made the Switch itself like white to where it matched those Joy-Con, I probably would just have to go get it. This is what it is. But I don't need it. I know that I don't need it. Man, looks good. Looks real good. That's it for the news.
Yeah, that's what we got.
That's all the news. It's mostly Atari hotels and
everybody hates Stadia.
Everybody hates Stadia. Make Stadia great again. I'm gonna get a hat made. Make it blue though, so I don't.
Miska?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
At one point, neither did MAGA. You know, people catch on.
Okay. Yeah, Miska. Yeah, they'll
get
it.
Miska. Yeah. Make Stadia great again.
Yeah, that sounds like a Ukrainian food.
Miska. It does sound like some sort of bean paste or something to me. some sort of rice dish. Yeah, I think give Stadia a chance. Maybe that's what the shirts will say. Give Stadia a chance.
All we are saying is give Stadia a chance.
The more you know, you know.
There you go. There's the theme song.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan's for sale, by the way. If you need his vocals on it. They can
and
be
who
bought.
Wouldn't? Who and wouldn't they, want those angelic tones, right?
They can be bought. They are for sale. That brings us to shout out. Remember, if you head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us at the $10 tier or higher, you get a shout out each and every week. If you send us one, we'll read it. If you don't, we'll make some bullshit up and say that you said it because it's mm-hmm. your shout out. It's your time.
It's true.
So, who do you want to shout out for?
I'll do a shout out for Thomas.
Okay, so I'll do Zach's first. Zach Wimbush, shout out for him is fuck the weather right now. It's probably
the weather
fine
where he is or the weather
no,
where you are.
I'm sure the weather in California is glorious where he's at. He's probably wearing shorts. He's probably got a tank on right now and a pair of flip flops. But here, it doesn't know what it wants to do.
Mm.
It's supposed to be like 69 today. It was like 32 yesterday. It's rained like it's fucking Seattle. It won't stop raining. I don't know what the fuck is happening with that. The ground, you just sink in it like quicksand everywhere you step. It's cold and it's hot. I don't know what to wear. I don't know if I should have a light jacket or a heavy jacket. My car looks like a wardrobe because I'm not sure. And so he's pretty upset about the weather in Tennessee. He's taking it real personal, and I get it. It makes sense. So Zach's official shout out is to Mother Nature, and it's a big fuck you with two middle fingers up.
All right. Well, Thomas Barfield shout out this week is a little different. It's it's regarding the Google Stadia.
Okay, he's in.
And it's regard he need what he needs is he needs his general city council. They need to get their shit together with their internet service. They need to do something because I think there's some fear down there that down there in Texas, in that part of Texas particularly, that Stadia isn't going to work the way it's supposed to, not because of the tech, but because of the lack of infrastructure that is necessary. And Thomas is a little upset about that. So his shout out is just to the city council down there where he's at to get their shit together and get some good internet coming. Because he really wants to try this Google Stadia.
So as a quick recap, Zach is upset about the weather in Tennessee, and Thomas is pleading with the city council where he lives. See what happens when you don't send shit in for us? Yeah. This is what happens. Don't blame us. Blame yourself. It didn't have to go like this.
There's no one to blame but yourself.
Right. So we appreciate those guys. Remember, patreon.com/GameStitch. Get in at the $10 tier and we can make up some bullshit for you. I almost feel like we need a little thing after that plays that says, like, these are not necessarily the opinions of those.
Those who are spoken of? I think we made that clear. I think we've made that clear. And if you don't give us one, we'll give you one. I think we've made that clear.
Yeah. We will give you one. It's what we do. We give it to you.
We give it to you.
And we give it to you each and every week.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald's out there just producing life. We're just giving it to you.
Out in the general pop.
Gym pop, yeah. It's just how you shorten general population.
In prison, that is. You're right.
When you say general population, everyone exclusively goes to jail. No one thinks the people that are just walking around out there free.
No, you're right. Are you saying just me or everybody?
No, everyone.
Yeah. General pop is.
But it prison. Is everyone. It's all those people, too.
It is. I mean, but...
but gym pop means prison for sure.
It's prison.
Prison. Atari-themed prison.
Oh, no. No.
If they thought they could make a fucking dollar off of it, they would have already done it.
Exactly.
Sell out. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
That's worse than a hotel.
I will stay in one if I'm close and it's reasonable just to have done it, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm not making a special trip out to Phoenix to stay in it.
No. There's a better chance that I tell you the weather's good here than me going to Phoenix, and the weather fucking sucks here.
Yeah.
So, you get snow up there, though. How's that going?
Oh, actually, it's been a pretty light year so far, knock on wood.
Well, because of the climate change, but I hear you.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's climate change. But it's actually been a pretty light year.
What's the weather today?
A couple weeks ago, it was like 64 or something.
What's the weather today up there?
Today? There's some snow on the ground. It's snowing just a tiny bit. It's 34.
Okay. It's cold, though. What's a little snow on the ground? When you say a little snow on the ground, what?
Oh, there's probably an inch.
Okay, that's pretty light. It's a light dusting.
Yeah, that's light for us.
Yeah. You're not wearing shorts like Mr. Zach.
I'm not wearing shorts and a tank and flip-flops like Mr. Zach.
You're not shirtless with your Ray-Bans on the beach.
No, I'm not.
Son of a bitch out there enjoying his glorious California, just one setting, which is nice. Just on nice all the time.
They do have earthquakes.
Yeah, that's not ideal. At some point, that's going to split off and float off into the ocean. I learned that when I was in school.
Yep.
They kept telling us that.
Yep.
The San Andreas Fault, I think.
Yes, that's it.
That's where it's going to separate.
Yeah, right in the middle of L.A., the La Brea Tar Pits. I saw
Florida,
that movie.
Florida's nice, too. They're wearing shorts over there, too.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But you got to get bit by sharks down there. So.
And hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Ain't no hurricane hitting Tennessee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no hurricanes hitting. You do get tornadoes, though.
Yeah, Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, are you Tornado Alley? Are you sure?
Feels like it.
I think that's more like Oklahoma, Nebraska, that area.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Well,
I think that's Tornado Alley.
Flyover states, they call them, which is disrespectful.
Yeah, so, I mean, up here we don't get any of that. We get snow.
You get polar vortexes.
Yes, we get polar vortexes, which is just massive amounts of cold.
That's a term that's come on in the last 5 years pretty strong. If there's a strong winter storm coming out, it's a polar vortex.
It's a polar vortex, yes.
Which is pretty badass sounding.
Well, as far as possible natural disasters go, I suppose.
Like polar vortex. Like, it sounds like a thing.
It sounds like a ride at an amusement park.
It does sound like it. Like, I waited in line 2 hours to ride the fucking polar vortex, and it rocked my nuts off. Like, it sounds like that.
Right.
So Tornado Alley kind of does too, though.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't ride like Hurricane Susan wouldn't be a good ride because you're like, that's fucked up. People probably died.
Right, or Hurricane Ian or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Hurricane Karen.
Now, there's a drink called the Hurricane, which apparently people don't have any fault with.
There's a movie called the Hurricane.
There is?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
I think it's a...
Oh, wait, yes, with Denzel Washington.
With Denzel, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a boxer, right?
He's a boxer who was falsely imprisoned.
Gin Pop.
He's put Gin Pop.
See, right. We brought that back around.
Yeah.
You thought we'd never get back to where we started, but look at there. That's what we do. That's it. It's episode 368, I believe.
Yep. Over and out. Right? All done.
Does that check out?
Yeah.
My iPad just refusing to unlock right now to give
no,
me.
No, yeah. Episode 368.
Gerald, you've been missed. I hope you produced the shit out of life while you were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't producing anything in here.
No, that's true. He was not.
Hopefully he'll be back next week. I think that's the plan.
Yes.
Our plan is to be back next week. So if everything checks out, we'll be back next week. Same time, same play. Wait, before we go, do you want to do a Super Bowl prediction? Do you have a prediction?
I do not.
Okay. I'll predict that the Chiefs are going to win by double digits.
Okay.
I don't have a score, but at least 10. They're going to win by at least 10. All right. So until next week, good night.
Good night.